to the devil.
How's it going?
Live and touching yourself.
We do need you to sign in for all the COVID stuff, because you know how that all goes.
Well.
For a restaurant.
Exactly. Although the menu is a little more limited here.
Yeah.
There's some muffins.
Yes. And a lovely vintage 2020 tap water.
So I guess this is rather sudden. They sprung the election on you.
Yeah, it's a little chaotic. So.
Yeah, I just found out on the news last week.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
As actually, my big thing was, and I'm sure you can kind of guess what I mean, with all the spin about it, I couldn't find anything on your site that was actually your party's take on this.
By the way, shutting down what?
Shutting down.
You mean in terms of with COVID or
yes.
For the election?
That's open,
yeah.
With the whatever.
Yeah.
No, it's shutting down the province on the whole, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, our biggest issue with it has been the inconsistencies of everything. So, you know, you can have a restaurant that can still have 200 people in it, potentially, right, depending on the size of the restaurant.
Yeah.
But a 2,000 person church can't have more than 50 people in it.
Yeah, I never understood the rationale behind it.
You know, yeah, a drive-in movie theater can only have 50 cars, but something else can, you know. So, it's more that inconsistency of how everything, there's no logic, right? Our kids can be a meter apart at school, but we have to be, or, you know, 2 meters apart as we stand here and talk, right? So.
And I couldn't figure out where that 2 meters come from. I looked on the WHO's website. There's not 2 meters, a single mention of it.
Yeah,
I found plenty of mentions of 1 meter. I couldn't find two on the site.
Yeah, well, back in March, it was all 1 meter,
yeah.
Right? And then it morphed to 2, and then it's kind of right before school started, magically went back to 1, so.
Because you figure, you take out the old age homes, and there's fatality rates basically 0, so.
Yeah.
To put it mildly, it seems like overkill.
Yeah, so I mean, that's kind of been our focus on it, has just been the whole inconsistencies and trying to get clarification for people and a better understanding. Yeah.
So, if hypothetically you guys went to office, would you shut this whole thing down?
No, I think, I mean, you still have to listen to the medical health doctor. I think there's a role for the government to play to interpret how she is bringing forward her rules to make sure things are maximized within the spirit of what the rules are, but we're not going to just sit there and be an override party. We're going to still rely on her advice.
I've found plenty of videos of her joking about how there's no science behind the 50% of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so then it's arbitrary.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I'm just, libertarian at heart, but it's...
No, that's again to the inconsistency piece, right? Ontario suddenly drops back to 10 people, and it's 25 outside, but they were 100 before that, so it's...
Yeah, but I figure if you're going to, take away something, there has to be, not just, we think this, we think that, it's, no, I want to know, what is your rationale, what is the basis of it?
Yeah, so, I don't know what to say other than, that's where we are in terms of wanting... better understanding ourselves, we don't get invited into the room as all those final thought processes unfold and everything else. Right?
I'm also curious why she would put pressure on people to put masks in, considering her 2015 appearance before the Ontario Nurses Association at labor arbitration.
Yeah, I have no idea she actually
testified as an expert witness. There's no evidence masks work or that vaccines work. This has to do with Sioux Area Hospital, their vaccinated mask policy.
No idea. Never heard of that, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can write it out. This is just 5 years ago. It's not ancient.
Yeah.
So I'm curious why she would say at that hearing, which is essentially a quasi-judicial body, say that, but now be telling the BC something else completely different. There's a lot of stuff she hasn't told you.
Yeah.
So so I'm set up. And I'm a libertarian, but the idea that someone who isn't elected cannot be thrown out of office making decisions for a province that doesn't
when she was hired while we were in government and was the deputy health minister or health officer. And then when Perry Kendall retired, she was promoted up. But those statutory officers do go through the process with the whole legislature. So same as the child advocate or the auditor general. And so they're meant to be, once the legislature agrees on who that person is, they have, I'm not sure, do you know, Todd, if
yes,
they have, what, a five-year window of review, or is it a 10-year health officer?
I think it's a five-year.
And then they get reviewed whether or not to get extended on again. Like, they're not for life. It's not like a judge down in the States. Like,
yeah.
Right? Ginsburg,
or senators till 75.
Yeah, so there is a review process with them where they are reappointed or we go our separate ways. But it's the whole legislature that chooses those statutory officers, and it's meant so that they're not there on the whim of whoever gets elected on any given election, right? They're meant to cycle through. So.
And the stuff thing about, like, the, I think it was supposed to name Farnsworth, did
yeah.
the back in March. Like, how exactly does he come up with, well, this is non-essential, you shut down. You're not essential, you shut down. Like, how do you
I have no idea how he came up with his illness there, right?
And aside from being illegal, it's like, it seems entirely arbitrary.
Yeah. Well, those are all those special powers of emergency, right? So as soon as they declare it as a provincial emergency, that triggers a whole bunch of other authorities that
would you rescind all this if you?
Well, we would need to see where we were at with it. It does seem strange that they're this long in and still doing it every 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think I just saw the noticing is a 14th extension since March.
Yeah.
13th, 14th.
Yeah.
Like
so I mean, we would. It's safe to say that we would want to hear from Pauline Henry why, you know, the need to have it in place is right. It started out because there was worry about price gouging and this and that and the other, and all of that's not come to pass.
Okay, that I can admit, but it's.
Yeah. I do have to run, though.
Yeah,
so
that's this whole, like, oh, it's just going to be 2 weeks, and it's like, no, we're, oh, it's just going to be a few years,
yeah.
And like, no, this isn't what you guys said.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I want to know, like, if you got in, like, how substantially different would that be?
Well, like I say, we would still be listening and taking very seriously Bonnie Henry's advice. She is a world expert when it comes to pandemics. We may not all agree on every single thing she comes up with, but she does know her stuff. But in terms of some of the things that aren't Bonnie Henry related, I mean, they didn't ask her about an election, they didn't ask her on other things, right? Those are things that you would definitely, as a government, it's not very magic to see how the governing styles are always different between the two of us, right? So I can't answer for my leader on this one other than to say that we would want to make sure that we've been asking for changes for all 6 months, right?
Yeah. I just want all this. I was like,
yeah.
200 people dead in 9 months,
yeah.
And most of those in the old age homes.
Yeah.
That's an emergency.
Well, I think they're all worried about the next wave, right?
Last year you got 2,000 fentanyl deaths. There's no state of emergency over that.
It is considered a public emergency, a health emergency, public health emergency, but not for the same level of a decree that the other one is. So. I'm just getting a call at one here. So.
Yeah, there's a lot she hasn't told you.
Yeah.
Including, check out her 2015 appearance.
Yeah.
It flies in the face of what you're being told now.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Hehehehe